Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens. An excerpt from the chapter in which Oliver is taken better care of than he ever was before, and in which the narrative reverts to the merry old gentleman and his youthful friends. Weak and thin and pallid he awoke, at last from what seemed to have been a long and troubled dream. Feebly raising himself in the bed, with his head resting on his trembling arm, he looked anxiously around.
What room is this? Where have I been brought to? Said Oliver. This is not the place I want to sleep in.
He uttered these words in a feeble voice, being very faint and weak, but they were overheard at once. The curtain at the bed's head was hastily drawn back, and a motherly old lady, very neatly and precisely dressed, rose as she undrew it from an armchair close by, in which she had been sitting at needlework.
"Hush, my dear," said the old lady softly. "You must be very quiet, or you will be ill again. And you have been very bad as bad could be. Pretty Nigh, lie down again. There's a dear."
With those words, the old lady very gently placed Oliver's head upon the pillow, and smoothing back his hair from his forehead, looked so kindly and lovingly in his face that he could not help but placing his little withered hand in hers and drawing it round his neck.
"Save us," said the old lady with tears in her eyes. "What a grateful little dear it is. Pretty creature. What would his mother feel if she had sat by him as I have and could see him now?"
"Perhaps she does see me," whispered Oliver, folding his hands together. "Perhaps she has sat by me. I almost feel as if she had."
"That was the fever, my dear," said the old lady mildly.
"I suppose it was," replied Oliver, "because heaven is a long way off, and they're too happy there to come down to the bedside of a poor boy. But if she knew I was ill, she must have pitied me, even there, for she was very ill herself before she died. She can't know anything about me, though," added Oliver after a moment of silence. "If she had seen me hurt, it would have made her sorrowful, and her face has always looked so sweet and happy when I dreamt of her."
The old lady made no reply to this, but wiping her eyes first and her spectacles, which lay on the counterpane afterwards, as if they were part and parcel of those features, brought some cool stuff for Oliver to drink, and then, patting him on the cheek, told him he must lie very quiet, or he would be ill again.